Davies and Black Literacy. When the Reverend Samuel Davies began his remarkable ministry to the Hanover dissenters in 1748, he earned almost immediate admiration and respect from his white congregations. Less known are his efforts to convert the black population to Christianity. As a Presbyterian, Davies believed that reading the Word of God was as important as hearing it. This led Davies to begin the first sustained and successful program by a white Southern clergyman to teach the slave population to read in English. This effort by Davies, his associates, and blacks who learned and taught others is thought to be the most successful of its kind in the Southern colonies. As the Reverend Davies' parishes grew from 4 to 14, with some 30 miles apart, he could not have had time to personally teach all who wanted to learn to read. He projected, "There are more than 1,000 Negroes that attend my ministry." The scale of the need was great, and the efforts of others outside of Davies' circle was small. Davies believed that blacks were as capable as whites in learning to read, and that by teaching a few slaves to read, they could, in turn, teach others. Davies writes, "Their natural genius is such that when they set about learning in earnest, it is astonishing what progress some of them make, though with little leisure or assistance. Having only late evenings and Sundays free, their show of learning suggests they were actively developing their own systems of learning and teaching. Some, newly arrived in America, would need to learn to read English, which was not their first language. These methods, however, would also allow literacy to go forward independently of master-slave control." In the 1800s, Archibald Alexander wrote about seeing persons born in Africa who were baptized by Mr. Davies and by his care had been taught to read, and have seen in their hands the books given to them by this eminent preacher. Scholars speculate that this core of literate slaves and free blacks who taught others may have allowed the books and ability to read them to survive past the 1831 Virginia statute banning the gathering of even free blacks to learn to read. Because the penalties for being caught reading were less severe in the 1700s than in the 1800s, ironically, the percentage of slaves who were literate might have been higher in 1755 than in 1855. There seem never to have been enough books to satisfy the need. The books themselves were religious in nature except for the spelling books, and those fortunate enough to get one were asked to share it with others. Hundreds, perhaps thousands of these books were supplied by the London-based Society for Promoting Religious Knowledge Among the Poor, one of many groups charged with bringing Christianity to the wilds of North America. Davies had met this group during his trip to the British Isle to raise money for the College of New Jersey at Princeton. Returning to Hanover in 1755, he begins to ask the Society for books to distribute. From this point on, his conversion of slaves and free blacks to Christianity begins to make literacy crucial to his effort. Davies and his cohorts were the exception to the rule in their efforts to teach these slaves and free blacks to read, and literacy relied in great part on the ingenuity and determination of both the free and enslaved African Americans themselves.